Hello everyone, welcome to the Mishnah Yishir, learning Maseches Bava Kamma. We're learning Le'ilu Nishmas Chaim Baruch Ben Zavel and Peril Bas Pinchas. Let's first chazer over what we did yesterday, which started with Perek Hei, Mishnah Zayin. Echad Shor Ve'echad Kol Behemel and Nefilas Sabor. Even though the Torah stipulates particular animals by falling into a pit, namely a shor and a chamor, any shor and any other animal, the halacha is the same for falling into a pit. Ula Afrash Zar Sinai and the halacha they had by Har Sinai to separate from the mountain, la tashlumi kefel, and for paying double damages when catching a thief with the item, la shavas aveda, returning a lost object, li perika, all these cases say particular animals, and Mishnah is telling you it's equally applicable to all animals. Li perika, for helping someone to load up their animal, la chasima, for the avera of muzzling an animal while it threshes, la kilayim, which meant both breeding two species together and getting two species to plow together. Although Rav told us that it's only an Isser Deraisa if one is Tameh and one is Tahor. It's Midr Banan, it's an Isser even if both are Tameh or both are Tahor. Vila Shabbos. And the last one, Shabbos, which was the Makor for a lot of these things. If you remember the Rav, a lot of these were learned out of the Gezer Shava from Shabbos. By Shabbos, the Isser of working your animal on Shabbos is true not only of a Shor and a Chamor, which it says there, but it also says, all your animals. And so too is the true of undomesticated animals and birds. In Cain, Lam and Emar Shor Chamor, why do these places in the Torah say particular animals, an ox and a donkey? El Shidira Kosev Behove, the Torah spoke about what is normal. One uses an ox and a donkey in these scenarios. Mishnah Aleph in the sixth parak said, Akoni son Ladir van Olof and Ekoroi, Yotze Vezika Bater, one who brings his flock of sheep into a pen, closes the door properly, and it got in a damage, he's butter, he did a good enough shmir. Ronald if did not close the gate properly, if it got in a damage, he's chayef. If it broke through at night, or the thieves broke in, and it got out and it damaged, he's butter. If thieves took it out, it shouldn't have to be they grabbed it, but they opened the gate and waited for it to come out, and thereby trying to steal it, halistim chayav, halistim b'chay for any damages that are done with those sheep. Mishnah Beis said, hinicha b'chamo shimusar l'cheir yishot to the kodim v'yot v'zika chayav. If you leave your sheep in the sun, or you give it over to a shomer that doesn't have das, namely a cheir yishot to a kodim, and it goes in damages, it will be chayav. Leaving it in the sun, even if you did close the door properly because of the pain of being in the sun, it's going to try harder to run away. Masar lo roeh, we're speaking here if you have a manager roeh, a roeh gadol, the hands is understood, he'll hand over his sheep to other shepherds. So in that case, nichas roeh tachta, there's no problem handing it over, and the second roeh will take responsibility. If the sheep fell into a garden that had fruit there and it ate from them, it got benefit, it'll pay what it ate. Yard the gedarka vizika, if it was going down like its normal way, and meaning, so not maybe not purposeful exactly, but it wasn't pushed in there, it didn't fall in there, it would pay mishlamis mashi hiziku. It'll pay what it damaged, is going to be more. Ketzim mishlamis mashi hiziku, how do you evaluate that, of what it paid? Shaman beis saw ba'os esada, kama haisa yofa, v'chama hiyach. You evaluate an area of land, a beis saw, which is 2,500 square amos, and you evaluate what that land was worth before any of it was eaten, and now what it's worth now with a part of it, a row that's eaten. You don't evaluate just the row in itself. That would mechayev the mazik more. In this case, you're evaluating how much one would pay for an undamaged large area of land versus a slightly damaged area of land. It won't be as large a difference. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Achla Peres Kemurim, Mishalemes Peres Kemurim. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. If it ate fully ripe fruits, you pay those fully ripe fruits. So it would be paying the row. Im sa'a sa, im sa'aim sa'aim, whether that's a saw or two. The only time that you do this other evaluation of taking into account a whole base saw is if the fruits were not fully ripe. That's yesterday's Mishnayas. Let's go weiter. Mishnah Gimel tells us, Hamagish v'soch sadeh shel chaver shelo birishus. One who makes a haystack, it's not dafke hay, but a stack of could be wheat, could be barley. You make that to collect the grains. You might make it to keep things in there. We'll see that. So if you make that in your friend's field without permission, then an animal of your friend, the balasada, eats the hay stack, and it's grain, it's really food, putter, it might be straw also. He's putter, because he didn't have rishus to bring it in. Vim hu is kabahen, if he got damaged, balagadish chayef, the person who owns the hay stack will be chayef. Vim higdish rishus, if he made the hay stack with rishus, balasada chayef. says the Rav and explains, the Gemara Mukila Bebika, we're talking here about a valley. Everybody goes and makes the same threshing floor over there. They just collect all their wheat together. Everybody makes their haystacks over there. And Shomer. And you appoint the Shomer, everybody chips in, I imagine. The Shomer watches everything. Once the Shomer told the person, this person wanted to make the haystack there, go ahead and do it, come in and make your haystack. If Ke'ilu, he said, come on in and I will guard it. And because he is a shomer, you assume he is taking reshus, he is taking sari achrayis, even if he didn't say so. Of the shar b'nei adam afilo hagadish reshus, v'hilu higdish reshus, any other person, even if he made the haystack with permission, ain ba'al asad echayiv, the owner of the field is echayiv, adam kaba aleh hanitirusa, until he accepts upon himself to guard. It seems the Rav is going here like Shitas Rebbe. That's what Rebbe said, that ba'al bayis isn't chayiv for things brought in with reshus until he explicitly says, I will guard them, I'll take achrayis. It could be the Rav is saying that this mission is true even according to Rebbe, not that it's only Shitas Rebbe, but even Rebbe would be masking over here, it's Ke'ilu he took Achrayis. Mishnah Dalet says, HaShaleach HaSabe'eiro B'yad Cheir Shot V'katan Patir B'dinei Adam V'chayiv B'dinei Shemaim. One who sends his flame, Be'eiro, a flame, say a torch, a fire, in the hand of a deaf, mute, insane person or a minor, he's Patir from B'dinei Adam, he's Patir from damage payments in this world, I mean, and that the courts would assess, but he's chayiv v'dinei shemayim, he would be chayiv v'dinei shemayim, and he would have that, and he could pay, go above and beyond, go the extra mile, or there will be a tie on him shemayim. We'll see why it is this is true. I should add in here, because Rav doesn't explain, but I have a note here that explains. It's very interesting that Rav didn't bring this, but the case where he's pater b'dinei adam is actually only where he didn't give a full fire, he gave a coal. He gave a coal that had burned, but right now it's not a live fire. And the Cheir Shotev Katan, blew some air at it, ignited that flame, made it larger. And because it is the way of a coal that had been lit to naturally go out, that's why he's Pater B'dinei Adam. If he had given him an actual flame, he'd be Chayiv, even B'dinei Adam. So over here is only Chayiv B'dinei Shemayim. Rather than bring that, if interesting, that's what the Gemara says, that's the case. Continues the Mishnah, Shilach b'yad pikeach b'kech chayiv. If you sent a fire in the hand of a pikeach, the pikeach is chayiv. The owner isn't, because we don't say a shliach l'dvar aveira. Ein shliach d'var aveira. You sent a flame with this guy by taking it and being a normally wise person, an average intelligence person. He accepted the responsibility at that point. That's the rule. You can't send someone to do an aveira and that person be chayiv. What I mean to say is a person can't claim that I was just a shliach, I shouldn't be chayiv. He is chayiv, he did the act. Continues the Mishnah. Echad hevi yisa orve, echad hevi yisa etzim. If one brought the fire, the flame, another one brought wood, hamevi yisa etzim chayiv. The one who brought wood is chayiv. Without him, he wouldn't get anything done. Echad hevi yisa, meaning then they go and light something else on fire. So the one that spread it with his wood is chayiv. Echad hevi yisa etzim, echad hevi yisa or, hamevi yisa or chayiv. In this case, it's seemingly the only difference that it happened backwards. One brought wood. Well, you just had wood there, nothing could happen. The other guy added fire. So, seemingly whoever finished the job, so to speak, whoever brought the missing ingredient and causing a fire, they'll be chayiv. Ba'acher v'liba hamalah b'chayiv. In any event, if these two people, it seems, are there, or two ingredients are there, but not together, and someone else came and fanned the flame, the fanner is chayiv. Libso haruach, if the wind did it, kulam b'turin, everybody's pater, because no one started a spreadable fire, is clear what it means. Hashaleach ha sebe'era, va'achla etzim avanim o'afer chayiv. One who sends a fire, and it didn't burn down a house or a field, it ate wood or stone or dirt. Now, you don't really burn wood, you can burn, but stone and dirt, you kind of just scorch a little bit. Still chayiv for that. Shenemar ki seita eish amotza kotzim nechal gadisha akamo asode. Pasuk says when a fire will get out and will find thorns, it will find a haystack or a standing grain or a field. Shalom yishalom hamavir sebe eiru. The one who lit the fire will pay. Chora the judges from it, it names asode. Asode includes all these things, includes afar, includes stones. So that's what's being spoken about. Avra gader shugavoa arba amos. If the flame spread past a fence that was arba amos tall, oder harabim onar, it went through a public thoroughfare, it went through a river, potter. I mean, the person who lit the fire can't be expected to be responsible for the flame spreading to that great distance. Seemingly, this is a question that comes off the heel of that fact. If one does a lot of fire in this properly, until when should it spread? I mean, until what is an amount that it is normal for it to spread that he has to be worried and be chayiv for that amount? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer Roin Osa Ki Ilui Be'emsa Beis Kor. We view him as if he has in the middle of an area of land called a base core. A core is 30 saw. We had a saw, a base saw before. So a core is 30 saw, which is an area of 75,000 square amos. And so if he lit his fire in the middle of that area and it spread to that extent, then he would be chayav. But if it goes further to that extent, it's seen as abnormal, it's seen as onus. He is not chayav for it spreading further. That's what Rabbi Eliezer says. That's what Rabbi Elazar says, I should say. The next sheet is Rabbi Eliezer. Difficult to keep it straight. So Rabbi Elazar again said, Rabbi Elazar and Azariah said, Roin Osaki Ilui Ba'am Sabe's Kor. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Sheshesre Amos. You get 16 Amos, that's all. That's the Chiyuv. After that, it'd be Patzer Kedere Chushus Rabbin, like the, that is the Midaraisa, the measurement of Rishus Rabbin. Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Chamishim Amos. Akiva says, more than that, 50 Amos. After that, you'd be Patzer. Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Shalim, Shalim, Hamavia, Sebe Eira. Rabbi Shimon says, he has to pay for the flame, for the fire that spread, hakol ifiadaleka, meaning to say, there's no set shear, it all depends about the quality of the fire. Let's see if the Rav elaborates on the various parts of the Mishnah. So again, the Mishnah started with sending the Yad Chayrishah to the Kotan, and we described that case from the Gemara. And then it said, if ikeach irchayev, it said, one who brings the water, the fire, the other way around, the second person who brought it was chayev. And then it said, if everything was there and someone else came, uba acher veliba, the Rav starts his comments there, someone else came and fanned the flame. Nafach beish means he blew not necessarily with his mouth, or maybe with a bellows at the fire. The hale shall have this, and a flame rose up. Kemo balabas eish. The word is related to balabas eish, and shmos kemo, that's a flame of fire. These swarm the garsi nava. Some swarm have a different word, nava. Migzeras niv swasaim. That would be a gzera of the movement of the mouth. Kisha adam edaber minanea biswasav ruach yotze. When a person speaks, he moves his mouth, he moves his lips, and the ruach, the wind, when your voice, comes out. So either way, though, seemingly, however you have the girsa here, it would be the same pshat. Someone used air to make the fire grow. So in either case, that person would be chayev, and if the wind did it, the Mishnah said, everybody's potter, nobody did what is needed to start a fire. Then we said, if you send a fire and it burnt not only wood, but it burnt offer dirt, shidlicha niro. That means that it scorched. Licha really means it licked. But in fire terms, you would say scorched. It scorched the plowed field. Finis kalkol, and that got damage from that. So in all those cases, he's chayv. Now, if it passed a fence that was 4 amos tall, o derech harabim, or the public thoroughfare, sheish yisrei am, which is 16 amos, kedigli hamidbar, like the digli hamidbar, which are the, if you remember, the banners that each shevet held. So the measurement of an area that was used there, that was a thoroughfare, I mean, Robin would walk through that in the midbar, was this measurement of 16 amos. So, that's what we're saying. I'm not sure why the Rav chooses to bring them. That's the makor of Derech HaRabim. I'm not really defining Derech HaRabim here. We're just saying if it passes Derech HaRabim, then you know, you're potter. But okay, so all those things, Derech HaRabim or river, he's potter. Then the Mishnah said, one who lights in his own field, how much space he had. So Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah said, a base core, 75,000 square amos, quite large. Rebbe Eliezer said, that was Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. Rebbe Eliezer said, 16 amos. Rebbe Akiva said, 50. Rebbe Shimon, Omer, hakol lefi adaleka, lefi gova adaleka, according to the height of the flame. The godel shiura, and the largeness of its measurement, I suppose that means the width. Shekisha eish gedola kofetzis l'meracha. When the fire is bigger, it jumps further. The halacha Rebbe Shimon, halacha like Rebbe Shimon, we talk it, take into account every flame separately, every spreading fire separately. Says Mishnah, hey, hamadlik esagadish v'hayibo kelim v'dolku. One who lights up a haystack and there were kelim inside and they lit up. Rebbe Yehuda omer yishalim ashev esocher. Rebbe Yehuda says you pay for what's inside. Bachacham omer enim b'shalim elagadish shel chitim o shel sa'arim. Chacham says you don't pay for what's inside, you pay for a haystack of wheat or of barley. We're going to see it means you see it as that filled space that had the kli inside was really just more wheat, more barley. If the person had a kid of goats, a kid that was tied to the haystack, or an eved that was close by, and either one of them got burnt with the haystack, chayv. It's going to be chayv for paying for either of those cases. Evid Kavaslav, the Evid was tied there and couldn't get away. Yogdi Salmoklo, and the kid of the goats was close by, and Israf Imo Pater. Either way, it'll be Pater. We'll see why that is. Pashas, because it's Chayav Misa for killing the Evid. Umodim Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda, Malik is Abir. Chacham agree to Rabbi Yehuda, if you light up a bira, means a large building. Shum, it's not a haystack, it's a building. Shum Shalom Komashav Asocha, you pay for whatever is in the building. People leave things in houses. So we'll see what that all has to do with the mission. It's quite a lot of extensive Rav here explaining. Says the Rav, Amadik is a Gadish, you light up a haystack. Shehidlik besoch shalo, vahocho, vahochlo, besoch shachavir. A person lit a fire in his own property, and it went and it ate up a haystack in his friend's property. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yishan Komashi besocho, in the haystack were kalim, right? So Rabbi Yehuda says you pay for whatever's in there. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev on this, ketaman be'esh. Rabbi Yehuda is Mechayev on hidden items that are damaged with fire. He doesn't have the drasha that the word in the pasuk says ohakama or the standing grain. Ma'akama gluya af kol galui means a standing grain is something that is out in the open. So to only anything out in the open, which would exempt one from damage of hidden items. So Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have that drasha. V'achachalim omim ena mishalim el gadish. Chum say you only pay for the haystack and what's inside. You view as chit and isarim. The islu drasha ohakama. They have this drasha we just mentioned ohakama. Upatre on this kitama veish they patre hidden damages of hidden items with fire. Elish mishayim makom kalim ki iluhu gadish. You measure that place with the kalim more as if it is part. It is just haystack material. Mishalim gadish ki saar gufan shel kalim, and you pay. Sorry, kishir gufan shel kalim. You pay the haystack like you're paying haystack's amount like that shear of the body of the kalim. That amount of space you'll pay it as if it's a haystack. Umidik ami seifa. More than Chama, the Rabbi Yehuda, Malik Sabira. So the Rav now jumps to explaining the last case of the Mishnah and how it applies to this Machokis. So the fact that in the Sefer we're going to say Chacham agree that if one were to light up a building, Shuim Shalom Komash Shavasocha, it pays whatever is inside. Muchach the Gemara, Shenachlu Rabbi Yehuda veChacham Gam Malik Shavasocha Chaver. Clearly, then that their argument exists not only about a haystack but about lighting up also in your friend's property. In fact, they're arguing about meaning. When is the exception to Chacham? When you light up a building. That means they still argue if it's not a building and it's a haystack, even if your friend's field, they have this machlokas. Meaning, you're lighting up a beer, you're lighting up something in someone else's property, not lighting your own property. So clearly their machlokas is existent if you would light up someone in someone else's property, even a haystack. So let's spell that again. The Rav is going to spell out. So they argue not only if you lit in your own property, which was the case for our Mishnah, right? You lit it, and that's what the first Rav here said in the Mishnah. You lit in your own property, it spread. But even if you lit in someone else's property, the machlokes exists. Rabbi Yehuda Savri, kishehidlik b'shel chaver, mishal l'kumash b'socho, la'afilo arniki. Rabbi Yehuda holds, if you light up a friend's haystack, you pay for whatever's in it, even a wallet that shouldn't be there, but you pay for it. For Rabbanan Savri, kelim shedarkan l'hatvin begadish, kigon morigin u'kli bakar, who the mishal. Rabbanan holds that kelim that is their way to hide in a haystack, such as Morigan, I believe, are like farm implements, clay bucker, and kalim that are used for your cow. It could be like an ole, or it could be a prod, an ole meaning a yoke or a prod. That you would pay for, because it would be normal to put in that haystack. You'd have to be expectant that there are things inside there. Kalim she'ain dark on the hat in a gadish l'misham. Someone is not the way to put in, to hide inside a gadish, you don't pay. Now, nicely, you still are paying, then, according to the Chachamim, for hidden items here. It seems to be, if it was expected to be there, it doesn't have a din of hidden. It's like out, and it's like apparent that it's there. That seems to be the story. The Mishnah continued, Haigadi kafus lo chayev. You have a kid of the goats that is tied to the haystack, and you lit on a fire. You chayev for that. The bali chayev nami srabu me ohakama. An open item that you get from ohakama, the standing grain, includes an animal. Animals out in the open. Mishum di kimle b'drab mine lekele miftere. You're not going to patre him from tashlumin here, because he killed an Evid in this case, right? I should keep reading. I won't say that yet. You're not going to say that he deserves to die here, and therefore pater from Tashlim, and that's a yisod of Kim Leib Rab Mine, that it stands up for him the more chomer punishment. That you won't hear. The Enochai Misa ala Evid. Yeah, right. It is the case where the Evid also died. You have an Evid that's not tied there. He died. Shouldn't he then, the person who lit the fire, shouldn't he be chayev misa and therefore putter from any payment? He won't be chayev misa. Ho ve'eno kaflus ha'ilivroch, because the evid here wasn't tied down. He should have ran away. Let himself be killed. Nupatr alav mimisa amina tashlumin. So therefore, there's a patur here from misa. And for the evid, there's also a patur on tashlumin. It's not his fault at all, actually. Alvimai Evid Kavasal, but the second case in the Mishnah, if the Evid was tied, Patra Afilo Agadiva Alagadi, she Patra on all the Tashlumin involved, whether on the kid or the haystack, the Chayiv Misala Evid became later on Mine, because he's going to be Chayiv Misa for killing that Evid. And came later, but the Rab Mine, he's going to stand up in the more chomer punishment. That means he only gets Misa and doesn't have to pay. By the Gedi, it really doesn't matter if he'd been tied or not. You'd always have to pay for somehow burning a goat, right? Unless the person's dying for what happened. We only changed the case of the goat from in the first case it being tied to the second not because we made the reverse order change for the Evid. Yeah, but it really doesn't make a difference by the goat if it's tied or not. If the fire caused the death of the goat, you would be chayiv unless you have a chayiv misa. But Malik is Abira. So they agree if you lit a house on fire, a beer is really a tower or some sort of structure is the idea. The madlik b'sosha chaveru, you're lighting up your friend's property. The havi kamavud b'yadayim, that's like you're destroying it b'yadayim. You can't say things are hidden. You went and destroyed things b'yadayim. But still, the reason it's like you did it b'yadayim, the fort is that's the way that people leave things in their houses. The Rav repeats what he said before. With a haystack where it's the only the way of people to leave things associated with the farm in the haystack, even though you lit your friend's stuff up to be a dying, you do not pay, you only pay for things. That is the way to put them in a haystack. Thank you for listening. We'll continue to